With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Europeans will be buying $750 billion worth of American energy. President Trump says it's part of a trade agreement with the European Union. With the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen at his side, Mr. Trump also announced a 15% tariff to be imposed on imported European goods.
We've reached a deal. It's a good deal for everybody, I believe. And it's, I think you were saying, this is probably the biggest deal ever reached in any capacity, trade or beyond trade.
It is.
It's a giant deal with lots of countries.
The EU chief echoing Mr. Trump's assessment.
It's a good deal. It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
With tough negotiations. I knew it at the beginning, and it was indeed very tough, but we came to good conclusions for both sides. So again, congratulations and many thanks.
Other provisions, $600 billion more in investments in the U.S., as well as the purchase of hundreds of billions of dollars worth of American military equipment. Israel announcing a daily 10-hour pause in military operations in certain parts of Gaza. The goal to allow more humanitarian aid in. Matthew Continetti is with the American Enterprise Institute.
Hamas is doing everything to persist in this humanitarian crisis, attacking the food distribution centers run by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation.
Continetti speaking with the Salem Radio Network. Georgia Republican Congressman Mike Collins joining the 2026 field, challenging Democrat Senator John Ossoff. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Oregon.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the state cannot require a Christian woman to accept LGBT ideology in order to be allowed to adopt a child. In order to apply to the Oregon Adoption Agency, an individual must promise to help the potential adopted child live as the opposite sex if he or she wishes. A three-judge panel of the court found that the state was violating the woman's First Amendment right to freedom of religious expression. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An AP NORC poll finds that America's stance on abortion is mostly unchanged 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. About two-thirds of respondents want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases versus one-third that does not. About half of adults also say abortion should be available for any and all reasons. The vast majority of Americans continue to say their state should allow abortion in cases of rape or incest. This is SRN News. Republican Congressman Ralph Norman kicked off his campaign for South Carolina governor Sunday, pledging to take on the political system and bring a business person's approach to state government.
Norman told a rally crowd in Rock Hill as supporters cheered and repeatedly shouted his name, quote, "I'm running for governor to shake things up. We're going to clean up Columbia. And finally, we're going to take down the corrupt political establishment once and for all." Norman joins a rapidly growing Republican primary to succeed term-limited GOP incumbent Henry McMaster in the deep red state. Already in the race are Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evett, State Attorney General Alan Wilson, the son of Representative Joe Wilson, and State Senator Josh Kimbrell. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Tropical storm Iona has formed in the central Pacific and is expected to continue tracking toward the west over warm, open waters well south of Hawaii. National Hurricane Center says the storm emerged yesterday from a tropical depression. More details at SRNNews.com.